anxiety hacks, proven techniques, tools, and tips to calmness. Listen with therapist and author Kate Hudson-Hall as she chats with professionals who share with us excellent ways to calm your anxious behaviours. For more help to relieve your anxiety, check out her exceptional book, Anxiety Hacks, on Amazon.
Oh, hello, and welcome to the Anxiety Hacks podcast. I'm your host, Kate Hudson-Hall. Now, today we have an extraordinary guest today. It's very, very exciting. So her name is Lisa Tahir, and she's a founder of psychoastrology and author of The Chiron Effect. So it's amazing. I can't wait to hear all about this. And within the book, it's all about healing our core wounds through astrology, empathy, and self-forgiveness. So over the last 20 years of experience as a licensed therapist, Lisa's unique approach combines psychology, spirituality, and personal responsibility. Her book, The Chiron Effect, empowers readers to heal core wounds and embrace their authentic selves. Lisa's impact extends to her podcast, All Things Therapy, and as an invited executive contributor at Brainzy magazine. So join us today in this enlightening conversation. If I could speak, conversation, as Lisa shares her wisdom and empowers us to navigate anxiety and foster self-growth. So now get ready for an inspiring journey towards emotional healing and self-discovery. So let's dive in, Lisa. So thank you so much for joining us.
Kate, this is an honor and pleasure to be with you. Thank you so very much for having me.
No, thank you for joining us. Now, The Chiron Effect, your book. Tell us all about it.
I think it's important to relate this work to healing anxiety, since that's the focus of your podcast. And It's important to know that anxiety wants to communicate with us when we feel it. It's trying to reveal to us something that's actually going to be helpful, though in the moment, it often doesn't feel that way. It feels like a more disturbing experience in our bodies of maybe more shallow breath, sweaty palms, and our problem solving abilities in our brain are disrupted when we feel a high level of anxiety. And so it's important to just note when that happens for you, there's new information coming up. And often there's an area of our body that feels anxiety. It's typically either your chest, in your heart space, your abdomen, your solar plexus. And it can help if anyone listening right now is feeling that anxiety, just place a hand over that area of your body and close your eyes and breathe in. And as you exhale through your mouth, press on that part of your body, hand on your heart or stomach, inhale and just press out, expelling that anxiety from your physical body. And you might notice the tension releasing as we do this. And just settling into some calm and peacefulness. And it's from that place we're able to connect to our higher mind, to problem solving. And that's what Chiron is about. Chiron is the area within our minds that we feel vulnerable, that we feel wounded, that we feel not good enough, or like we don't have the skills to rise to the occasion our lives are inviting us to walk the path of. And my book illuminates 12 areas that we feel this vulnerability. And it could be things like having been abandoned or neglected or feeling disconnected from our own personal power, our creativity. It could be someone else taking credit for our work and we're not sure how to handle that. And so in my book, there are these 12 unique placements that you can read how to self-soothe and go through these life experiences. And I'm going to pause to ask you if you had an experience just now, Kate, releasing from your body anything or not.
When I did it, I could feel the tension. I could feel the tension release as I exhaled.
That's
Yeah,
exactly
but
it.
I love the fact that you were saying actually press on the area so you can really tune in to that feeling wherever it is in the body.
It's helpful, and you can use this anywhere at work, in a public event. You can step away to the restroom and just take a few minutes. It helps you ground yourself. You can even place one foot on top of the other, anchoring yourself to the earth as you do this. Because sometimes anxiety, we feel almost like we're floating, like it's hard to feel connected to our bodies, to this earth. And I really have a lot of empathy for how destabilizing that feels in the moment. So it's just a really easy grounding technique that you can use anytime, anywhere. I find myself doing it often just to come back into the present moment and breathing more slowly and deeply and aligning, asking for universal guidance. I ask to be aligned with the solution here. We can ask very directly to know.
Yeah, I love that.
Thank
Absolutely.
you.
Yeah, give me the guidance. Show me the pathway that I need to take.
Yes. Yes.
Because that's what we need to do. We need to work with our inner selves and really tune in. Because, there is part of us that knows the answer and can guide us towards that.
Yes, it's exactly about that, Kate. It's allowing the answer within us to arise in an idea and an inspiration and an impulse to send an email or make a call, or even just allow the quiet space for that call or email to come to us, for the path to really come to us, a piece of mail. Again, it can be that easy is the word I want to use, that life really wants us to experience ease and flow. And this allows us to tap into that momentum and that flow flowing towards us and through us.
And I think so many people, whether they have anxiety or another problem, it's taking that time for you and really beginning to tune into your own body and understand your own body, tuning into specifically where that area is of pain or anxiety, and breathing out, like you say, to be able to begin to let go, but also sort of open the doors to be able to tune in and
Absolutely.
figure it out how you can deal with that particular situation.
And that's why I wrote my book, Kate, is that I wanted to demystify the process of how to feel better. And having been a therapist for over 20 years and working with people so closely and loving what I do, working with people to help you feel better and have a better life, I came to a place where I wondered, why would I still feel anxiety and depression, even after being in therapy for a long time, and how to serve my clients. And that's when I started to hear in meditation the word Chiron. And it came up so much that I felt forced to Google it and learn more that Chiron in astronomy is a minor planet and comet. It has both designations in our solar system, and it has an elliptical orbit between the planets of Saturn and Uranus. And in Greek mythology, Chiron was the founding father of the healing arts. And the astronomer Charles Cowell, with a K, who discovered Chiron, named this heavenly body after the centaur, the healing centaur Chiron, who was wounded himself by a poisonous arrow and sought his own healing. And in that was put in touch with our human experience of wounding and healing and how we sometimes struggle to know the path and how to heal ourselves. And astrology borrows from this metaphor. There's a placement in your birth chart, just like you may know your sun sign, your rising sign and your moon. Chiron is in one of the 12 astrological signs. And that's what my book writes about. And when you enter your date of birth information into my interactive website or simply use the chart in my book based upon when you were born, it will reveal where Chiron is. And this is the area of vulnerability that our thought patterns tend to circulate around. And I talk about us being a mini solar system, Kate, like you and I. We habituate familiar people, places, and things every day. And we call it our daily routine, how we wake up, the grocery we go to, the people we talk
the
and
same
text.
Thoughts that we have every day.
Yeah. Yeah. And we orbit each other and people orbit us. And hopefully for the most part, we like our own orbits. But for a lot of us, there are certain areas we'd like an upgrade in. And it's through really understanding the thoughts that we think repetitively and trading some out, really releasing our fearful and negative based thought patterns and allowing for possibility. What if life can be easier for me? What if I can actually experience the life that I want in every area? And by even opening to possibility, it starts to send new frequencies into our lives, and we orbit, we might take some different actions. And in that way, orbit a different solar system in our lives, and our lives start to change.
Yeah.
That's what the Chiron effect is.
Wow. And when you were meditating, did you know any of the past history of that word, Chiron?
All that I knew, Kate, and it wasn't very interesting, to be honest, when it came to me, is I remember in grad school about Carl Jung talking about the wounded healer archetype. And I was kind of like, universe, is that all you got? But it kept coming up and literally like poking me. And some of you might know this experience. Something keeps coming up in your life. There's a theme, and it might not make sense in the moment, but I urge you to just follow it. Just check it out. Go Google it or read about it, because that might be the path coming to you. And this might be what you've been asking for. Something that seemingly doesn't feel very powerful or meaningful really changed my life. It set me on a course of 3.5, 4 years, writing a book, seeking endorsements, finding a publisher, and now being here with you. It totally changed my orbit and my frequency for the better. And I'm so glad I listened. And sometimes it just takes us believing and listening and keeping it to yourself. Even I know in the past, I would have ideas and I'd share it with someone. And because people tend to want to protect us, they might be like, oh my gosh, Lisa, you don't need to do that. Or don't try that. That sounds scary.
Yeah.
So to incubate and nurture those ideas that come to you until they're in gestation as a baby is. And for me, it was a 3.5 year birth process, gestation process to give birth to this work. And I kept it to myself until it was so formed, until it was so solid, till I had an agent and we're working together where nobody could shake that I'm writing this book and I was going to not go to dinners and do things I usually would to write and to create. And I offer that because I feel like people listening and watching might be in that place, having a desire, a dream, and to really stick with it no matter what.
Fabulous, fabulous. I love this. So, okay. So, so we understand. So if somebody were confused, say in their life, how would you suggest to them with the Chiron effect for them to benefit, to be able to help to guide themselves forward? What would they have to do just so people understand fully?
Absolutely. Well, my book is laid out as if you're with me in sessions. It starts in chapter one. I encourage you to read it from the very beginning through the end, because I lay out a framework and parameter, inviting you to get a journal, a special journal for this work and this healing, and a candle. And my book is meant to take maybe 20 minutes a day, since it's not a novel. It's a self-healing guide. And I ask you questions around times in your life when you remember feeling both very loved and supported, and those times when you didn't, and the meaning that you made about yourself. Because sometimes we take things so personally and take it to mean that we're not worthy, we're not valuable enough. And that creates patterns in our lives of the relationships that we inhabit as adults.
Yeah, and the negative thinking. Yeah.
Exactly. And the things we settle for. So it's really a laid out chapter by chapter building. And I make the analogy of cooking. When you cook something like a mole or even ethnic foods that take time and you're building layers of flavor, you're doing that in this book. You're looking at layers underneath your own subconscious mind and bringing that to light so you can work with these patterns very clearly, and the confusion just dissipates as a result.
And how would people work as they work through? How would they work through them? So start to recognize them and.
Yeah, those are actually the specific questions, and it's different for each placement of Chiron. There are 12 placements of areas of vulnerability, including core wounding. And for each one, I ask you a series of questions. I offer affirmations. There's a meditation in the book as well. So it's really like page by page building to at the very end where you feel more put together with a lot more self-awareness by taking responsibility for our happiness. And I talk in the book that though the things that have happened to you, especially where there's been trauma and abuse, that though it's not your fault, that we really can feel powerful when we make it our responsibility to be happy, that regardless of what's happened up until this moment, I'm going to create happiness for myself, and I'm going to heal these areas of my life, and I'm going to use this story to offer value and meaning to myself and others, and it becomes your most valuable asset, your personal story.
And I think also including affirmations in there. So it's giving, that also that unconscious part of you sort of clear direction about how you want to be
Yes.
and where you're going.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And so how do people do it? So they, how long, once they've got the book and they start to work through it, is there sort of a time frame or so 20 minutes a day? I mean, how long does it normally take for people to work through it?
You know, that's really individualized because some people have come to me and said it's taken them several months or longer because it's a really deep dive and you can only know once you get the book and it's your own imprint upon it where you're interacting with me. So there's no right or wrong. And that's the biggest thing I talk about in the book. There's nothing wrong with you, that you make sense in the context of your life experience. And it's time to really release other people's timelines and time frames for you. This is yours. This is your healing. This is your life. You might come to it and be reading every other day for a week and then need a break for a couple months. It's all okay. And that's the biggest gift that I want you to take away, is that it's okay to do this healing journey in your timeline.
And so, do you actually work one to one with people?
I love it. I have for almost 25 years, one-on-one. I do virtual Zoom sessions with people all over the world. You can reach out to me, Lisa, at nolatherapy.com. That stands for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy.com, reflecting the two places I live. I love helping you. And we can do individual sessions that are 45 minutes. I also offer a monthly intensive where it's unlimited therapy for a set price. And you can even text or call and email and say, like, are you free later today? Are you free tomorrow? And we can do just an abbreviated session if something's coming up for you, if you're working through a loss, a transition, that it can be a really unique way to do therapy just as often and as much or as little as you need without having to pay individually. It's just one fee for a whole 30 days.
Oh, fantastic.
Thank you.
How exciting. Oh my gosh, I do believe that everybody could benefit from this by really turning inward and starting to tune in and work with themselves rather than pushing their problems away and bumbling along and trying to fight with their anxiety. I think the
Well, and you're a
people.
therapist as well, and I'm wondering how you see that unfolding for Kate. And you've been doing this podcast for a long time, but how do you see anxiety, Kate?
How do I see it?
And healing. Yeah.
In healing. Well, I do a number of different therapies. So when I have clients that come to see me, it depends on what the client presents, but quite often I will work with, with different techniques. So, for example, maybe it is somebody that has had a trauma. Mm-hmm. So maybe I would use timeline therapy or EMDR, or maybe I may, I do find what really is very helpful with helping my clients work through their anxieties, hypnotherapy, which is again, working with the unconscious mind, which is what you're doing, and really kind of reprogramming the unconscious mind. But also I like to teach my clients the emotional freedom technique.
Yes, EFT.
The tapping technique.
Tapping, yes. Ooh, yes. It's so powerful.
It is. It's so powerful. And of course, using affirmations, and all of these are just absolutely fantastic tools. And it's important to find the right tool for yourself to be able to, you know, and this, I think, you know, the Chiron effect, it would be amazing for so many people to be able to take that time out and really begin to learn how to tune in into themselves, like I just said, and rather than pushing it all away.
And I love what you just said about everyone's individual. And for me as well, I always start with what's bringing you in, what's the most important topic or issue, because usually something's happened or something's happening that's causing emotional distress and the person wants relief. So we always start there. And then I work in the Chiron perspective with the client along with other modalities. Like, do you need some EMDR? Do you, you know, what is needed to feel some immediate relief and take home some self-soothing skills? So that's why I asked you that question, that we know how individualized people are and how unique.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's sort of tailoring the type of therapy to that specific person.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Lisa, this has been so interesting, such invaluable information. So I can't thank you enough.
I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Yeah. And all of your links and details about the book will be in the show notes, so everybody can hop on there and find you.
Thank you so kindly. And
thank you, Lisa, for joining us.
You're welcome.
And thank you to everybody for listening. And before we go, make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. So thank you for listening. And I look forward to speaking with you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to Anxiety Hacks, the podcast. If you've been affected by anything discussed in this presentation and would like further information, please go to katehudson-hall.com. That's katehudson-hall.com.